This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Another day, another seesaw of volatility on Wall Street. The markets have been open for just a little over 10 minutes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is already down almost 120 points. The NASDAQ is down 21 points, and the S&P is down a solid 1%. But on the minds of everybody on Wall Street is the fate of Lehman Brothers. After looking for someone to buy assets of the company, it's sort of thrown in the towel and decided to find somebody to buy the whole company. Lehman Brothers, the fourth largest investment bank in the United States, to lose it, for it to go out of business, would be a very significant development. And joining us to discuss it is Peter Morici. He's a professor at the University of Maryland School of Business and former chief economist at the U.S. International Trade Commission. Peter, this is a really big deal. What do you think the chances are that Lehman's going to find a buyer?
Well, it's going to be difficult for them to find a buyer. Likely there isn't much value left in the company. What happened yesterday is they announced that they would sell off their bad real estate assets, write down the loans and take the write-downs on the properties and so forth. And to compensate for that, they would sell their very attractive wealth management business, the Neuberger Berman mutual fund business and wealth management for wealthy people. Strip that all away, and you're back to what Lehman Brothers was 10, 15, 20 years ago, a basic investment bank. The trouble is, over the years, they've learned to pay themselves very, very well. The managers have stripped away all the capital in the form of big bonuses and high pay, and the company, and they've lost their credibility, which is the most important thing in the old investment banking business, the trust of the client. The company is not worth very much. No one trusts the CEO. It's really time for plywood and nails. Board up the windows and send the executives home.
Peter, you make a really important point here, because this is the strategic trend in almost all the investment banks. The high bonuses, pulling the capital out of the traditional sort of partnership arrangements that used to be the old J.P. Morgan back when it was in a two-story building on Wall Street. This is a bad sign for all the investment banks, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think all the way on up to Citigroup, the largest of our financial institutions, which, by the way, is both a bank and an investment bank, they're selling off assets to essentially pay outrageous compensation structures. It's kind of like the Florida Marlins taking on the payroll of the New York Yankees to win a pennant. But yet they finished last, so what is the team worth? It's not worth anything.
I knew you'd get around to baseball at some point. Lehman Brothers stock is still trading at this moment, and it's down about 12%. Quick response to the retail sales figures. The PPI fell much more than was expected. Energy seems to be the issue. What do you think?
Well, frankly, folks are scared. Their housing values are falling. They're reading about a very troubled stock market and a very troubled banking system. Americans are getting this sinking feeling that this new economy we heard so much about in the 90s, and we had the Enron fallout and the accounting failures in our companies, that the other shoe is now falling. One of the great backbones of America has been its financial institutions, and they are failing. That is frightening people. That, along with the high price of gasoline, is taking money out of their pocket. They simply don't have it to spend.
So even though the inflation number is positive, it's mostly a sign of a slowdown in the economy and a sense of fear among consumers and asset holders throughout the economy. That is a great takeaway. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I hope to see you again.
Sure. We'll be on the horn with you again, I'm sure. Wall Street, again, doing very, very poorly this morning. That's Peter Morici, who's a professor at the Maryland School of Business and former chief economist at the U.S. International Trade Commission.